Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Four things. I wanted my kids to grow in wisdom. Why? Wisdom's the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. The most important thing is wisdom. How do you get it? Well, you need fear of God's the beginning of it. You know, you need, if you want to be wise, you got to walk with wise men. A companion of fools will be destroyed. You can't feed on stupid and be wise. So as a parent, years ago, we really weren't hard. We were different. We thought we were normal because we always lived in the country. Our kids always went to private school, and that's a long story itself. I didn't want that. So you realize even Christian kids aren't Christian, you know. It's just because of problems, but that didn't mean a whole lot sometimes. And so we did everything in the natural, but when we came home, kids weren't allowed to go anywhere without a 24-hour notice. Dad, can I go to so-and-so's house today? No. Dad, can so-and-so come over today after school? No. You can't do anything without a 24-hour notice. I'm not that holy. I need 24 hours to get ready. You're not going to knee-jerk the rest of our family just doing what you want when you want. And then we eventually got a big 30-day calendar on the wall. If you want to happen, it better be on that 30-day calendar. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. If you get it on that calendar, it will happen. We'll put money in your pocket. We'll take and drop you off. We'll pick you up when you're through. But not if you don't plan. You're not going to knee-jerk the rest of us. Because, you know, kid, you'll hear them. We heard it. We never get to do nothing. How come we never get to go anywhere? Shut your face up. We'll run out of soap. I bought skanky Irish soap. We'll run out. I'm going to clean your mouth. You're not going to talk ugly to anybody. And so people thought we just had real special kids. We didn't. We had normal kids. They weren't special. They weren't holy. Kids still sinned, made mistakes. Two of my kids lost their college scholarship. Spent a year had to get them back. My son lost his driver's license. He drove too fast. And state trooper finally pulled him over, and we started driving. He had a nice truck. We got him. And so he goes, "Hey, Joe, we know each other. We know everybody in Tulsa. Dinner so long. Hey, Joe, I got John here in Bixby. Can you come down and see us?" "Sure, is there a problem?" No, just come down. I came down. There's John leaning up against the truck. You know, he's out of high school. He's college now, and they're just talking and laughing. We know him. He goes to our church. "What is it?" "Well, we just caught John speeding coming through Bixby. It's his third ticket in 3 months, and there's new state law. So we're going to have to suspend his license for 3 months. "All right. Praise God." I said, "Is that right, son?" And he'd always tell the truth. "Yes, sir." You know, I've been talking about that fast driving stuff. You know, it's kind of a stupid thing to do. You know, adults, they got little signs all over America, little signs with numbers on them. The reason they put them every 3 miles on the interstate, they figure your brain leaks out. They want to remind you, it's still 65 miles an hour. Still it. And so, you know, that sin nature doesn't want to do what it's told to do. And so until you learn that, you can do it naturally, or we can help you do it. If you don't know what's right, we got people with bubbles on their car, they'll help you do what's right. There's authority everywhere, and it'll eventually catch up with you. Be sure your sins will find you out. You're not going to get away with nothing. I always told the kids, you won't ever get away with anything, ever. God may not tell me tonight, but he'll tell me eventually. If an angel has to come or somebody has to see you and call me, you will never do anything wrong that I won't find out about. I've asked God to show me. And mom, on top of that, that's a double dip. So nothing never happened that we didn't eventually find out. And I just smile about it. You're going to get caught. Because judgment starts at the house of God. And you're in the house of God. So we do that thing. Father, teach my children to fear you. Number two, surround my children with divine favor. Divine favor. This is a good one. God says, I will surround the righteous with a shield of divine favor, Psalm 512. Now, why do you do that? Well, he's talking about Daniel. Daniel's in a foreign country. He's the wrong language, wrong culture. He's a slave in a foreign country. But the Bible says he was found 10 times wiser and 10 times better than all those else around him. Why? There was just something on him. What was it? Divine favor. God promised he'd give it to him in chapter 1. Well, he kept it. And so he ended up running the country. Daniel ended up running the country of three foreign kings. That king got whipped, another nation whipped him, came in, took over, and they thought, "Who are you?" "Well, I'm Daniel." "They won't kill you. Probably that regime will kill you too." And so before they could kill him, somebody pointed out, "Hey, he's pretty sharp. We might want to hang on to him." So they kept him in charge. The second king kept him. Another king overthrew him, and then a third king came in and said, well, who's this kid? And they found out, well, we'll just keep him. Daniel survived under three different heathen kings and rose to the top every time. Why? God promised, I'll make you the head and not the tail. They're going to like you, not even know why. I'm going to give you divine favor. Now, don't go stupid on me. You can have divine favor if you're cussing blue streak and stealing stuff out of the candy store and not cheating on a test and stealing stuff from work. I can't give you a favor when you're a doofus. But if you do what's right, I'll give you divine favor. Now, the third thing is I'm going to give you godly friends, Proverbs 27:17. Now, I prayed this all my life. I said, Father, I don't need wimpy friends in my children's life. Father, bring godly friends into my children's life that will strike iron with them and cause them to grow and become all you want them to be. So, Lord, I want great friends in my kids' life. We're not going to hang out with idiots. And so eventually, you know, kids would come over. We'd have kids come over to the house. I never allowed my kids, don't take this wrong, but I never allowed our kids to go somewhere else and spend the night. If I've not been to that house, if I don't know that family real well, if I don't know what they're eating, what they watch, you're not going. Because I got burnt my first two kids. They did what? They watched what? Where were the parents? They went where? Man, because I thought everybody's like me. And you realize, no, they're not like you. So you don't go anywhere I don't pre-approve of. And you're not staying out at 2 in the morning. Well, I remember one time when school was getting out and kids were doing stuff. Hey, Dad, there's a party. And I said, they'll be over at 2 and we're going to be right there at the house. And well, no, honey, you don't have to worry about that. You won't be there at 2. See, you'll be home in bed. See, so it's a great system that God created. The sun goes down, you go to sleep. Sun comes up, you get up. It's real simple. I said, I've read a paper my whole life. I've never read about anything good that happened at 2 a.m. Stupid things happen at 2 a.m. Good people are asleep at 2 a.m. Idiots are out somewhere because they got nothing going on, nothing to do. I was a teenager once. I about got killed at 2 a.m. one time driving up Suck Creek Mountain in North Alabama. Who names a mountain Suck Creek Mountain? And who drives up Suck Creek Mountain at 2 o'clock in the morning? Three idiots and a doofus trying to buy beer real cheap because we can buy it illegally up there. I don't even drink beer. But I'm acting like I do. Yeah, we'll get us beer. And I realize we're going to get killed because it's a dirt road going up Suck Creek Mountain, but the idiot up there would sell us beer. And so, man, we're going around playing the Indy 500, this old Tornado. And I think, we're going to die. We're going to die tonight. I can see the funeral. Hickson First Baptist. I'm laying in a casket. Pastor Aiken's doing the funeral. My parents in the front row. Well, we're here to honor, you know. Joe McGee passed, you know. See, he died last Friday night. And he was with a bunch of deuces and they ran off Suck Creek Mountain. They were drunk. And as soon as he said they were drunk, I saw my dad get up off the front row in the church and come over and get me out of the casket and kill me again. He killed me twice. I said, I can't die on Suck Creek Mountain. So I prayed. And I didn't know what to pray. I'm a backslidden Baptist. I don't know any prayer. Help. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help. I know Peter prayed. Help. Help. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Now I'm acting like I'm a bad boy in the back seat with that beer. I'm not drunk a sip, but it's open between my legs. Help, Lord. And finally, I got drunk and had to get out and throw up. So I got out and I walked back to the tent. So thank God I made it back to the house before sunup. I laid in bed and said, God, I'll never do that again. I'll never do that stupid again. Well, I did over the dumb stuff. And I realized it's not in me. I'm still stupid. I'm still stupid. But I got killed driving a fast car on the wrong side of the road one time. I swam across Chickamauga Lake, mile and a half, trying to. My idiot buddy was trying to chase a bunch of blonde-headed girls. We got out there in the middle of the lake, you know, and there weren't blonde-headed girls, long-haired hippies. And they ran off and left us, and a rival high school had come in behind us, and there were three of us and 18 of those, and we're going to get our rumps whipped, so we're going to have to go to the other side of the lake. And so we're right north of Chickamauga Dam. Big old, I remember guys refused to go back down when they built that dam. They said the catfish were so big, the divers would not go back down. And so we're right there, and we think, man, if they open the locks up, they're going to suck us through and they're going to churn us up in the midst, you know. And so we're listening for them. I figure they blow a horn when they do it. So we're trying to, we're tired of swimming, so we're dog paddling. Three of us dog paddling across that lake. And so I think, man. And so we stick our head in the water every now and then and try to see. Any catfish coming? Maybe our little legs are drawing them up, you know. And so finally the Coast Guard came around the bend and said, Coast Guard, Coast Guard. Oh, no, the Coast Guard. Man, we can't let them catch us. They'll tell our fathers we're going to get killed. And so we held our breath. We looked real low in the water, and the Coast Guard's coming around that bay. So we held our breath and went about 20 feet in the water. And then went over our head. Went that, well, that's our salvation. But we're idiots. We're not looking for salvation. We did so many dumb things as a kid because we did not know the Word of God. I wanted to make sure our kids know the Word of God because if I'm not with you, the Holy Ghost is with you. He's going to bring to your remembrance scripture you put in. So I don't have to watch it. He's going to watch it. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. So make sure you know this. So I'm out of time. Let me do this in 2 minutes. This will be good. So Those three things you pray every day: Lord, fear God, favor of man, godly friends. Be a great thing to do. Jesus grew in wisdom, Luke 2:52. You can read this in your own, and you can get it in our book. We got a whole seminar on here because God knows how to raise your kids. It's in here. Jesus grew in wisdom. So that means you grow. You never arrive. In the Christian life, you never arrive. Never. You'll be growing the day the trumpet sounds. You never get there. This is not a destination. This is a journey. You'll be growing every day. Every day you can learn something new. So Jesus grew in wisdom. Number two, Jesus grew in stature. It means he matured. He didn't need an adult to tell him what to do. Now, he said something real plain. He said, now, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. Can you imagine your kids saying that? If you've heard me, you've heard my Father. I and my Father are one. Man, what a statement. A parent would love to hear that out of his kid's mouth. But Jesus said it. Yeah, I'm the same as my Father. If you've seen me, you've seen my Father. You heard me, you've heard my Father. My Father and I were one. So what he realized is Jesus grew in wisdom, but in stature he matured. What it was, I don't do anything without asking my Father. So we prayed a lot of times all night. The boys would go to sleep. Jesus has been up all night praying. We got to go over here. Well, I talked to the Father last night, and he said, go over here. And we're already doing something here. No, the Father says we go over here. Jesus did what his Father said. So he matured. Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus grew in stature. Jesus grew in favor with God. And why that's important, when my kids get to heaven, you know, I want to hear God say, because you stand there one at a time. This isn't a group deal. You settle up one at a time. I want to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I don't hear him tell my kid was a doofus and he didn't have any reward and he was an idiot most of his life and he offended people and he was rude. No. You're going to fear God all of your life. I'm going to pray it. I'm going to hear, well done. You're going to have loads of reward in heaven. And the fourth thing is Jesus grew in favor with man. There are more scriptures in your Bible on friendship than there are on hell. Hell's an important subject. Your kids will become like who they hang around. If your child does not know how to be a friend, they'll never have a friend, so they'll hang out with all kinds of idiots. They'll hang out with whoever will accept them, whoever will laugh at their jokes, whoever will go where they want to go, drink what they want to drink, smoke what they want to smoke. Like kind draws like kind. So we would tell the kids, you're going to be a servant. You're going to serve everybody. There's nobody we won't serve. Nobody. You want to volunteer at school, you're going to go early, you're going to stay late, you're going to help out, you're going to, if you have to watch down the chalkboard thing, you're going to help the coach stack the basketballs up after practice. You're not just going to show up and leave. You're going to leave it better than you find it. You're going to learn how to serve, because people who serve, they get promoted. People are thumbsuckers. They don't get anything except griped out and fired. I can't afford to have that happen to you. So I'm going to teach you that. So you got to know about relationships. So we all the scriptures made to memorize. There's 104 scriptures on friends and friendships. Watch who you hang around. If you're walking down the hall and you hear a bunch of buddies talking a certain way, I tell them, so would you like two bucket loads of what they just said? They said, what? Would you like two bucket loads of what they just said? Would you like to bring that home with you? Well, no. Well, then get away from them. Go from the presence of a foolish man if you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. Who do you know how to hang around? Listen to them talk. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. What they think is important is going to come out of their mouth. Do you want some of that? Then get away from them. Well, I won't have any friends. Sure, there's great people out there. You're just not hanging with them right now. You got to find them. And to find them, you got to become one. So you become one by being a friend. What's a friend do? A friend will lay down his life for his brother. That's what a spouse is. A spouse is somebody in your whole life. You can quote me. In your whole life, you may have two, maybe three, maybe friends. You're going to have a lot of acquaintances. A friend, the Bible says, is somebody who will die for you. If they will not die for you, they're not your friend. So don't tell them everything you know. Don't empty your whole brain on the table, because it's not worth having. Don't tell everybody everything. Don't get gum flappy around people. Let your yeas be yeas, your nays be nays. All that's received from the evil one. So I teach my kids how to carry on a conversation. Love everybody. Give water to the thirsty. Give food to the hungry. Help the sick. Visit people in prison. But you don't spend spare time or eat lunch with them. That's a command in Timothy. Do not spend spare time or eat lunch with those people. Why? You're not supposed to be hanging around them. Now, if they need help, you can help them. But after you help them, get away. Because you're going to hang the people you want to be like. So you had to chase people smarter than you. So you'll never grow in any area of your life. I don't care if you're a plumber, electrician, a welder. If you're going to get better, find somebody better than you. But most people don't like that. They make me feel stupid. No, that's your flesh. Get in and ask a bunch of questions and grow. So anyhow, those are the four things. So let's do the three again. Fear God. Father, teach my children to fear you. Surround my children with divine favor. Bring my kids godly friends. You pray those three things and God will move like a freight train. stuff will begin to happen because it's not how long you pray. You don't have to sweat or fast or, you know, shave your head or suck a rug. She said, you have not because you ask not. So you ask those three things every day. Father, I believe you. My kid's going to fear you. I ask you. Teach them to fear you. Give them divine favor. Bring God to friends. And those four things they need to grow up. They need to grow in wisdom, stature, favor with you, and favor with man. That's all you need. You can go to seminar the rest of your life. If you get those things down pat, man, your kids, they'll hug your neck eventually. I want all my kids, you know, if I live long enough to see Jesus come, and I want right before the trumpet sounds, I want to hear my kids, Dad, thank you. Thank you. You and Mom, you made the difference. You corrected us when we needed correcting. You complimented us when we needed complimenting. And you confronted us when we needed confronting. You were the perfect parent. Too many parents are trying to be nice people. My kid doesn't need a friend. They need a father. They don't need a friend. They need a mother. They need somebody to get in your face. I love you, but you're not doing that, and you're not saying that. That's not going to happen. And so you can't overreact. I'll always love you, but I'm not going to like you. That's just okay. Well, no, that's really stupid. You don't love me? I'll always love you. You're my child. I'll love you till Jesus comes. If you're in prison, if you're below the prison, I'll come visit you. I love you. But I don't like you. I probably won't invite you to dinner. You definitely won't go on vacation with us, and forget that. You know, our kids went on vacation every stinking time forever because you had a great mother. And Denise would tell me every year at, I got to quit. Denise tell me every time in that joke, Christmas time, I don't ask much from you. So no, you don't, babe. You're a low-maintenance woman. Every year vacation for 10 days, we're bringing all the family. We're getting away, so we always went to a cabin somewhere. We've been to Aspen. We've been skiing. We've been to the mountains in Gatlinburg. We got a cabin down in southern Oklahoma. 10 days, you're paying for everybody to come, Joe. You're paying for the food, the gas, if they have to fly, you're paying the tickets, you're paying it all. Praise God. Ho, ho, ho. I don't even ask what they want for Christmas. Shut up, I know what I'm getting you. You're going to have a great time. And so we always take one half day of those 10 days, and I give them a test. I give all my kids a test. I've done it since they were in junior high. They're adults now, still getting the same test. I'm helping you find out what your gifts are. It's a secular test. You can get it anywhere. Now I got a Christian version of it. You know, what are you good at? You know, because you're going to make money with your strength, not your weakness. Quit trying to do something you're not good at. You're not good at that. My oldest daughter's a college professor. She made straight A's her whole life, all the way through and got her doctorate, straight A's. Except in algebra. She flunked it twice. She hated algebra with a passion. She was not good at it. And so we had to go to summer school 2 years in a row because she flunked it. Praise God, you flunked again. All righty. I said, I hate algebra. She said, algebra's on the devil. Algebra's on the devil. I said, it is not. It is. You said so. I never said anything that stupid. Yes, you did. You said, devil's the author of confusion. And algebra's confusion. It's letters and numbers. It's all mixed up. And I thought, man, that's pretty good. I said, no, algebra helps you think. And so you got to pass those. So 2 years of summer school. She took the ACT test 5 times her senior year in high school. We're knocking the top off the SAT test. Man, we're getting money offers. But that algebra score is, the only math on an ACT test is algebra 2. And so it's killing her. Man, we're losing money, babe. We're looking for cash. We're looking for free cash here. We got to get that up. So we took the ACT test 5 times her senior year, and we only went in and took the math section. She took the math section, and we came home. So she made zeros in another 5 sections, but we don't care because the university we went to takes your top score no matter how many times you take it. So we're just trying to get the math section up. And the 5th time in June, we raised it another 0.5 percentage point, and she got the rest of the scholarship. So what'd you do? Well, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, and we just got ourselves a paycheck. And so we're thankful. But you have to learn how to whip stuff. It doesn't just happen. You know, your kids won't just be perfect. You're going to have to confront. You have to encourage. You have to sit up late at night and listen. They used to always make me get up because the kids go on a date and they had to be home by 11. Come on for 11, you're never going on a date again. You'll be home by 11 o'clock. And if you say you're going to Monzo's at 10 o'clock, I better call Monzo's at 10 o'clock. You better pick the phone up or you'll never go on another date with them. And I tell the guys up front, I love you, but see, let me tell you something. When you go out on a date with my daughter, when you look into her beautiful eyes, I want you to see my face. Because I'm there. I got ball bats and guns and I'm there. So I'm trusting God and my daughter and you. So don't you go stupid on me. And so we got one guy married in the family. We tried running him off. We tried. He wouldn't leave. I laid down in bed one night and said, and I laid down in bed, God. And he said, what is it? Because we brought him out one last time. The daughter said, come on, Dad, give him 1 more week. Come out and visit with us. Sure, we'll fly him out, bring him out, and we'll take him places and feed him. don't like him. So I'm going to be real nice, but Friday, nope, you're not the one. And so I laid in bed Wednesday night, because, you know, there's God. There's the God factor. And I'm laying in bed Wednesday night. And I said, doggone. He said, what is it? I like him. I don't want to like him. He wears tie-dye shirts. He's got a beetle haircut. He wears flip-flops. God, he's got a great heart, though. I like him. Doggone, I like him. What am I going to do? So anyway, he got married, and they're doing great. And he's, I don't know how long it's been in college. He's going to be some big high-tech med guy, so he's going to make all kinds of boatload of money. But it's, you know, we're working three jobs and getting through college, and my daughter's helping him, and he's a wonderful guy. So nothing happens overnight, guys, with your family, your kids. It will not happen overnight. It will happen. My children will be mighty upon this planet. Your children will be mighty. It won't happen overnight. There's no magic wand. But if you do what God tells you, be real patient and calm. Oh, you flunked again? Praise God. Lost your driver's license? Well, thank you, Jesus. Your mother's got to drive you to school. And I told John, I said, your senior year, you know, state champion, starting linebacker. And your mommy's going to drive you to school every day. So you tell those big old boys to get out. Who brought you to school? My mommy brought me because I drive too fast. Lost my life. So my mommy's having to drive me to school, you know. And he hasn't had a speeding ticket in now 7 years. That burning, boy, that got it out of mommy driving to school. I'm sure that'll renew your manhood, I guarantee you. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.